Anti-hijab campaign, unveiling a revolution in Iran. Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old Iranian girl, was murdered by Iran's morality police for improperly wearing her headscarf. Mahsa Amini left her birthplace on a trip to Tehran with the intention of meeting her siblings and having fun like any other girl. But she was arrested in front of her brother's eyes by the morality police. He attempted to intervene, but the police shoved him away with pepper spray and baton. They dragged Mahsa Amini into the van applying the same tools. Mahsa and several other girls were taken to the morality police station. The witnesses accompanying Mahsa in the truck stated that she was severely assaulted because of questioning them for a valid reason to be arrested. After a few minutes of arriving at the center, Mahsa fell unconscious. Other arrested girls have requested first aid help, but officers were disallowed to provide any health care service for her. For 35 minutes Mahsa was left without any medical help. When Mahsa was taken to the hospital, she was diagnosed with brain death and was hospitalized in a coma state. Following this, she passed away. The journalist, Niloufar Hamedi, who first reported her death and took her picture, is under arrest for her beaver action in sending the news out of control with the picture proof. In similar cases, the police won't give any right to the victim's family to see the dead body, and directly they escort the body to be buried in silence. When the news went out of their control, they stated that the girl had a health problem and she died without anyone touching her, but her family firmly mentioned that Mahsa was in good health and had no medical issue to cause such a tragic death. We, Iranian women, have had enough of these atrocities against women's dignity in a place where we are supposed to be safe and at peace. Today, this protest is not just about women, the issue of a single murder, or wearing a headscarf, it is about how the entire nation is suffering in various ways. Every day, we witness our children's empty tummies due to this regime's economic catastrophe. Iran is one of the wealthiest countries in the world, but a minority known as the government community owns the wealth and uses it for personal gain, for aiding in the murder of innocent people around the world in support of terrorism, for being prepared to face civilian protests, in addition to spending on their nuclear program to have the nuclear bomb. Vida Muvadi was arrested in December for standing on a utility box in Tehran with her head uncovered and waving a white scarf, inspiring dozens of others to make similar protests. 44 years of their occupation of our land is equivalent to living in hell, especially for women. I invite the politicians and citizens of the entire planet to reflect on the following question: if Iran's regime succeeds in gaining a nuclear weapon, what will they do to the people of the world if they treat their own people, who share the same history and blood, with this much injustice? As I mentioned, according to our national assets, we, the Iranians, are prosperous, but many Iranians live in abject poverty. We endure the cries of our children for regular life. If they join a small gathering to sing and dance for a small amount of fun to feel happy, they will be arrested and punished by the morality police. This dictatorship does not require us as human resources to invest in generating enough job opportunities within the country for everyone. Thus, our young children have no money to spend on even the most basic entertainment, whilst the children of the minority live in luxury. When we protested for any human right, the authorities disabled the internet connection and murdered us behind closed doors. We have been subjected to a variety of tortures in our own country for 44 years. Today, Mahsa Amini is murdered, and this protest is not a response to a simple Islamic scarf or any ideology. It is for the protection of our human rights. In Iran, many people are murdered for no reason. We, Iranian women, have been tortured, raped in jails, have the bare minimum parental rights over our own children, stopped by morality police vans for hijab, and have been beaten to death as Mahsa Amini's example, among thousands of other atrocities committed in Iran. We, our children, siblings, mothers, and fathers are being murdered in prisons for demanding human rights. Since 1979, when this minority group began occupying our country, we have had numerous violent demonstrations. However, something has changed this time. Today, the global community has taken our side. They feel our sorrow. If you believe in miracles, I see one has occurred this time. Different tribunes throughout the world spoke on our behalf. The international press has reported on our movement. To protest this violation of human rights in Iran, many men and women across the globe have shaved their heads or cut their hair. They have raised their voices in support of an end to human rights violations in Iran. I discovered that 57 people were killed in the protest, according to unofficial reports. A truly heartfelt pain was sensed in me when I opened my Instagram, though I saw Dr. Deepak Chopra's speech on the Iranian movement and it lightened my pain, perceiving a wonderful meaning. He referred to it as the fragile power of women, which contributes to a paradigm shift in human evolution and transformation, in order to transform a world of injustice, war, and brutality into one nourished by beauty, intuition, deep affection, deep love, deep empathy, deep compassion, deep gratitude, deep listening, and deep transformation. He invited everyone on this planet to oppose any injustice against women all around the world and particularly Iranian women. After listening to Dr. Deepak Chopra, I felt that our suffering during the past 44 years, our losses, tortures, pains, etc., purified a significant amount of karmic energy, allowing the planet to enter a new state of consciousness. He gave a new meaning to my pain to be tolerated patiently. I have realized throughout these 44 years, we paid a great cost to convert dark energy into light in our territory. There were other protests throughout this time, but none of them was as widely heard as this one. It is a positive indicator that we have surpassed the boundaries of our nation's collective consciousness and reached out to the planet's collective consciousness. In response to this cruelty against humanity, examples like Mahsa, Nida, Rehaner, and countless other women who were murdered solely because they demanded human rights, the world is supporting us today. Iranian women are joining a massive anti-hijab campaign across Iran. Image source, Twitter, @AlinaJadmasi. This tragedy was so traumatic for Iranians that it recalled all the previous injustices against women in the country's collective memory and served as the catalyst for a nationwide uprising. Today I am writing here to inform my Indian brothers and sisters that the current situation in Iran is serious. The regime possesses an array of weapons. In such situations, in addition to using Iranian anti-protest soldiers, they also bring in additional soldiers from minority groups of other nations to suppress the movement. I've heard that 4,000 anti-riot military personnel have arrived in the country, a terrible sign of mass murder. Internet connectivity is poor or completely disabled. Cities are teeming with uniformed and non-uniformed security forces who utilize a coded form to distinguish themselves among the public. They have caught a huge number of individuals and are awaiting control of the situation. Like in the past, mass killings will proceed in silence. People of India, influencers, celebrities, journalists, IT technicians, physicians, YouTubers, directors, filmmakers, writers, teachers, spiritual ones, religious ones, fathers, mothers, girls, boys, and anyone who can raise his, her voice on behalf of my people, sincerely I am requesting you to be our voice for justice. Whoever has a platform in the digital world, please serve as our voice. We are not opposed to any religion or ideology. All we seek is the freedom to live in peace on our ancestral land within our nation and with other nations. If this movement fails, every one of us who has spoken up and participated in this protest will be silently slaughtered. I heartily encourage you to be our voice in the digital world and to assist us in asking about human rights in Iran. It is a question of humanity and demanding human rights has no geographical border. Please use the hashtag Mahsa Amini to learn more about the current situation in Iran and requesting you add it to your posts on Twitter, IG, Facebook, or any other pages to aid in raising the count of the hashtag to ask for human justice. I would like to thank everyone who will take an action to assist us to obtain our human rights and as a result, aid the evolution and transformation of humanity on the planet. The writer is an activist. Her name has been changed to protect identity. Thank you for listening to the organizer.